Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Stir Fry, tantalizing the most discriminating palate for just $7.95. Friday night, enjoy the delicacies of the deep, the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with a salad bar, all for just $9.25. And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for just $8.25.
Because we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
Hi, Todd Bowers from More Motor Sales in Caro. If you waited for the best deal of the year to get a new Ford, the time is now. On 2015 Ford cars and SUVs, get at least 0% for 72 months, plus a $1,000 rebate. On new 2015 Ford F-150 pickups, get 0% for 72 months, or great lease specials.
Lease an F-150 for 2 years for $349 a month with zero down. See dealer for details.
Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motor Sales just west of Caro on M81, or shop the web at the More Auto Group. Group.com. See you soon.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. Lakers hosting the Kansas City Redhawks in week number 4 of the regular season, week number 1 of divisional play. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, and Kayla O'Neill with your call tonight. And the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in the 2015 turnovers in the ranks due to graduation from last year. 14 Lakers graduated last year, leaving a lot of shoes to fill for this year's campaign. So far, they've done a pretty good job at that. Adam Grybauskas is now in his 6th year as helmsman of the Laker fleet with an overall record of 30-22. Good enough for a .577 batting average. He took over an ailing program at 3-6 and now has made the playoffs for 2 straight years, allowing for a district title last year. Right now, the Lakers sit at 2-1 after losing a heartbreaker to Ubley last week, 14-20.
Well, similar in Cass City, Coach Grybauskas is doing very much the same thing here in Laker country, as he's taken a 3-6 team and he's turned them into a contender again, as they went undefeated last year going into the playoffs. Lakers last week had a 14-0 lead, doing a great job in the first half, and completely lost track. Ubley makes an adjustment, wins the game 20-14. So they need to continue to play like they did to start the game last week. They need to get off to a good start, but then they need to keep the accelerator to the floor, guys. I mean, too many times we see teams maybe let off a little bit, let the other team make a change, and then not change back, and that other team steals the game away from you, and Lakers cannot let that happen.
A name you'll hear tonight, and for good reason, is one heck of an athlete in his second year at the varsity level. That is sophomore quarterback Brennan Wisner.
Well, Brennan Wisner, he is a special talent. Versus Ubley, at 21 carries for 113 yards and 2 scores. And before that, against Brown City, he just had 19 carries for 86 yards and 2 touchdowns. But in that game, he was 8 for 15 through the air for a .126 and another touchdown. So he can really do a lot of special things for this Laker offense.
But that's not the only name you'll be hearing for the offensive attack of the green and white. Junior Hunter Seeley has seen a lot of touches, and he's cashing those in for some big yards.
Well, Hunter Seeley is his go-to guy. Last week against Ubley, he had 13 carries for 105 yards. And the week before that, he had 12 carries for 70 yards. And expect him to see him touch the ball all of that 12, 13 times tonight, because they're going to try to do a lot of things to score some points on this Cass City team.
On the other side of the ball is a man whose hobbies include the art of tackling. Week in and week out, we keep seeing junior Keegan Valentine's name popping up in the box score.
Well, I don't know what the entry fee is to get into a game here, Clark, but whatever that cost is, he puts on a clinic. This guy is something else, and we don't give enough credit to these guys that specialize on defense. Keegan Valentine's that guy. He had just 12 tackles last week, Clark, against Brown City. That's right, because the week before that against Brown City, he had 19 tackles. The guy is all over the field, and a few guys that do a good job with him. James Stork, he had 12 tackles against Ubley, and Brandon Wuschlager had 5 tackles and a sack of his own.
We'll see if the Lakers can get back to their winning ways this week as they host the Redhawks of Cass City. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebouin, all with a local call. How about the availability of DSL high-speed internet service? Half-price vacation home rates and local offices you can stop into.
Certain restrictions apply.
Sandpoint residents, it's simple. Switch to your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone, get more for your money, and keep your same phone number. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street across from Main Street Cafe or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today to Pigeon Telephone Company.
Do you remember paying that expensive heating bill last winter? Don't get sacked in the backfield. Hand off that high energy bill and score with the water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. A water furnace geothermal heat pump can save you up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. Use that free renewable energy in your own backyard with a water furnace geothermal heat pump. See how much you can save by visiting waterfurnace.com/switch to try our free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hello, football fans. This is Gretchen. And I'm Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin, right in the middle of downtown Pigeon. Now that the cooler weather has arrived, it's the perfect time of the year to stay indoors and put some time into those little projects we all love. Projects like knitting, scrapbooking, crocheting, sewing, and crafting. That's right, and there's only one place to stock up on all the supplies you need for your projects. Tell them, Heidi. Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon has everything you need to make your project come to life, from arts and craft supplies to sewing notions for the crafter. But that's not all. Harjo's Ben Franklin also carries beading supplies, quilting supplies, and scrapbooking supplies that will help make your memory book unique. Harjo's Ben Franklin also carries toys for the children and school supplies. You can find all of this and so much more when you stop by the crafting headquarters of the Thumb, Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
Go State!
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Game of the Week. Lakers hosting the Kansas City Redhawks in week number 4 of the MHSA regular season. Well, I'm not going to lie. We've been looking forward to doing a Lakers game all season long since last year. One of the crew of Dave Hansen, Doug Cole, Kayla O'Neill, and yours truly, Clark Ramsey, we always look forward to the Harjo's Ben Franklin commercial. I think it's one of the most original ads they have out there where they're doing their chant. We're looking forward to it the entire way here and the whole pregame show. And they changed the commercial on us. You know, so come on, all you craft fans. So come on, all you craft fans. We give ourselves a 10, I do believe is how it goes. But anyway, living on the east side of the county, it's easy to forget how close Kansas City and Lakers are to each other. As the crow flies, just 15 miles stand between the two high schools. For those on four wheels, though, just 17.8 miles up Elkton Road and a jaunt west on M-142. In regards to school size, per the MHSAA, Kansas City High School has 304 students enrolled. Lakers is not far behind, though, with just 8 less students coming in at 296. That was not always the case, and as of recent as 2007, a good year to graduate, I might add. Kansas City had over 500 students in high school. Lakers at that time, just shy of 400. Now both hang right around the 300 mark, just a few less students. For the green and white, if going by volume, Kansas City is their biggest rival. No team has played Lakers more often, tonight marking the 60th meeting between these two squads. Bad Axe just one game behind with 58. For Cass City, Bad Axe is their most frequent competitor at 68 matchups, Lakers being the second all-time for Cass City. The rivalry is quite lopsided, with Elkton Pigeon Bayport leading big 42-16-1. Cass City has not defeated Lakers in the last 5 tries, 2 of those coming from last season. And the last Red Hawk victory comes in 2010, October 15th of 2010, in Cass City 46-6. As far as averages go, Lakers have been scoring 19 points a game this season versus Cass City's 27.6, so plus 8.6 for the Hawks. Defensively, Cass City is also allowing just 8